Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Our guy, 98Q sports reporter Mike Clemens, nice enough to join us. And the Bucks, Mike, they're a mystery. They're a mystery. Chemistry, I don't know what it is, but there's just something about them. It's not quite clicking all the way. What's your take on what's going on with the Bucks?
I think they got out-coached last night.
Oh.
Because after the game, Doc Rivers talked about it. A couple of the players talked about it. First, you got this Zion Williamson, who was a number one pick a few years ago. He's now finally kind of matured and put things together. He's big, heavy, just kind of a beast. And, man, he had a great game. I think it was 28 points. But the Pelicans wouldn't let the Bucks in the paint underneath the bucket. Well, that's pretty much Giannis's game when it comes to scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And they forced him to shoot, from the three-point line. And if you get a little bit off, and they were. Malik Beasley, one of their top five players, he had like six three-pointers. But I noticed though toward the end of the game, they really needed to catch up because they were trailing by 10, 11 points most of the game. At one point, they were down by 18. Beasley started missing a couple of those three-pointers, and, they didn't have any offense. They couldn't catch up and couldn't find a way to crack it, and they end up losing 107-100 to the Pelicans in New Orleans, which is, a tough team. But, this is supposed to be a team, Joel, that's going to the finals, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remember last August when Giannis was kind of holding out? There's another piece of paper he was supposed to sign for an extension. And he did an interview with the New York Times and said, this isn't necessarily about the Bucks. Any team that I'm going to be on, I need to make sure that everybody in the building is doing everything they can to win, because that's what I ask of myself. And so then the Bucks, kind of got off the chairs and they made that big trade for Damian Lillard, which was a huge move and a great scorer, and a great player, great guy. Then they, they got desperate. They fired Adrian Griffin because they thought, wow, this guy's really just too inexperienced, brought in Doc Rivers. But they're finding ways to lose games not only nine games left before they get into the playoffs.
Yeah, so, destined to be.
I've got a quick Giannis story for you,
okay,
though.
Yeah.
They don't let us in the locker room most games now since COVID. The NBA a little more strict. It's tougher every year for access, to get to know these guys.
Sure.
Talk about places to eat, that kind of thing. But they did let us in Sunday night after a really nice game against the Thunder. And so, you get in and you look around. And we're talking to Bobby Portis, who's always an interesting cat to talk to. Chris Middleton, the veteran, is in there. Damian Lillard, we're talking to him. And all the while, there's Giannis still sitting in his locker. And he's got both knees completely wrapped up with ice bags. And that clear plastic tape tightly wound around his knees.
Mm.
And then he's got both feet soaking in blue buckets of ice water, chunks of ice and water for the ankles. So he's trying to get the swelling down post-game in both knees and both ankles. Now, it's not like he's got a lot of problems with those. He's 28. There's a lot of those, Middleton's like in his mid-30s.
Right.
It's just that, that's Giannis. If that's the best thing he can do for his body, then he does it.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there, and after about 20 minutes in the locker room, all of a sudden you hear one of those phone alarms goes off, and you turn around and, oh, that's him. He turns off his alarm, gets out these huge scissors, cuts off the ice bags from the left and the right knee, pulls his feet out of those ice buckets, and wipes down his ankles and feet, puts on his socks, and then stands up and says, okay, guys, I'll talk to you. Half those guys are already on their way home by then. But that's his dedication, man. If the trainers say this is what you should do after every game,
he's there.
That's what he does.
Yeah. All right, Packers, NFL meetings this week, free agency, maybe going to Brazil. A lot of the NFL is good at keeping their sport relevant in the offseason. There's always something going on, isn't there?
Yeah. Is there any chance you've seen a demonstration of what they've done to the kickoff rule?
I did see that.
It's just bizarre. They're borrowing a rule from the XFL, and it's in the name of player safety because they say the old-fashioned kickoff that we're all aware of, where everybody lines up on the kickoff team and your kicker kicks it down in the end zone, and the guy receives it, and then you run like crazy through the field. That can be dangerous, no question.
Yes.
They claim they have a higher incidence of injuries on that play than maybe any other. So now what they've done is the receiving team will line up all their guys like at their own 35 with a single receiver, if you want to put back one, maybe two, right, back there waiting for the kickoff. The kicker is way back, you know, at the other opposite end of the field like they've always had. Except now the kickoff team, their defenders are all lined up 10 yards away from the receiving team. So you've got, you know, 10 yards apart down around the 30s. You've got both teams lined up on lines. So, in other words, you're not running down the field and crashing into each other. But it looks so weird.
It does.
It just looks so weird.
But it does bring the kickoff back into the game again because it's disappeared, right?
Yeah. At least it keeps that in there.
Yeah.
So the other thing is the NFL is always expanding. I mean, they had the most viewers in the history of television for this last Super Bowl, 123.4 million. Roger Goodell finds ways for these owners to get ratings and revenue and make more money every year. So the other things they're doing is trying to expand the game overseas.
Yes.
They played in London, Germany. They've had games in Mexico. Now they want to do it in Brazil.
Brazil, yeah.
So it's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles against either the Cleveland Browns or the Green Bay Packers. We may find out today who's going. And Mark Murphy said, yeah, you know, we support international football. And, you know, Roger's always doing things to grow the sport. He goes, but, you know, the runways in Green Bay at our airport, Austin Straubel, they're not long enough for a plane to make the trip from Green Bay straight to Brazil. And that would be kind of a hardship. That means we'd have to put our guys on buses and bus down to Milwaukee or the Chicago airport. And, you know, that makes it an extra longer trip for our guys. Like, I thought,
yeah,
that's the dumbest excuse to get out of this game I've ever heard.
He's saying we don't want to go is what he's saying.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know if we can make that trip, you know, because our guys, that means that, you know, they'd have to fly longer than the Eagles because we don't have runways long enough for a big enough plane to get us all down to Brazil. Like, okay. All right. Yeah, you ever heard of connecting flights, Mark?
Yeah. Brewers season opener today. Everything's pointing toward this being a rough year for the Brewers. Do you see that?
Yeah. You know why? Because they also put out the injury list. And, you know, you've got this young team. And so one of the veterans you look forward to is like Wade Miley, who's also a left-hander. They just put him on the 15-day IL because he's got a left shoulder problem. Another lefty that they had last week had bone spurs in his elbow. Devin Williams, your closer, he's out with, you know, stress fractures in his back, a couple of them. He won't be back until May or June. So right there at the bullpen, you haven't even, you know, had your first game yet, and you've got three key guys that you would have in your rotation out there. So a lot of new young guys.
Yeah.
A lot of guys that we'll be excited for, like this 20-year-old, you know, Jackson Chourio, who at 20, when he starts today, he'll be the youngest player in a Brewers uniform to start his career on opening day since Robin Yount 50 years ago in 74, started at the age of 18. So that'll be something to listen for this afternoon.
Well, we got Bob Uecker back, at least for a few games. He'll be there for the home opener on Tuesday. Maybe we can take one show sometime, and you can just tell me a couple good Bob Uecker stories. I'm sure you got a couple, right?
Oh, yeah. if I can tell them on the air.
Oh,
sure. I've got to remember those, yeah.
All right, Mike. Have a great week. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Mike Clemens, he's our 98Q sports reporter. He covers the Packers and the Brewers and the Bucks. And we didn't mention Marquette playing today, but he joins us each Friday to talk a little sports here on 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Word coming in this morning that actor Louis Gossett Jr., the first black man to win Best Supporting Actor at the Oscars, has died. Gossett won his Academy Award for the film An Officer and a Gentleman. He was 87. In Maryland, it's now a round-the-clock effort to clear the debris of the collapsed Key Bridge and the container ship that crashed into it so the vital port in Baltimore can be reopened.
4 days after the catastrophic collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, the Herculean task of clearing the wreckage is underway. The U.S. Navy sending three giant cranes to the scene to help remove debris from the steel-encased Dolly cargo ship. The Army Corps of Engineers mobilizing 1,000 personnel.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze on the scene. A new measure on inflation shows it's continuing to ease. The government reporting the consumer prices slipped last month from the month before. Compared to a year earlier, though, prices were up 2.5%. This is ABC News. Court documents reveal troubling new details after no charges were filed against a cement truck driver in a fatal collision with a school bus in Central Texas a week ago today.
The bus loaded with students was on a highway southeast of Austin when video from its dash-mounted camera shows an oncoming cement truck drifting into its lane. Two people were killed, more than 50 were hurt. Court documents say the truck driver admitted to using marijuana the night before and cocaine the morning of the crash.
It's bad enough to have a crash that happens.
Attorney Trey Gober represents the family of an injured child.
To learn that it happened because of completely preventable factors really makes you angry.
The cement truck driver has not been charged. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ukraine's Air Force reports it shot down 84 out of 99 drones and missiles launched by Russia today in a large-scale attack on Ukraine's energy and infrastructure. The state-owned energy grid operator says the attack targeted power plants in the central and western regions. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $12 million to pay for mental health efforts in public schools. The State Department of Public Instruction says it'll distribute the federal funding to 40 school districts. State School Superintendent Jill Underley says the money will help schools pay for resources and staff. The man facing charges in Wednesday's killing spree in Rockford, Illinois, says he was high on drugs at the time. Pastor Caleb Hong addressed a prayer vigil yesterday afternoon.
We are here representing our communities and the city of Rockford and all who grieve with us this day.
Christian Soto says he killed a friend, the friend's mother, a mail carrier, and a teenage girl with a baseball bat and a knife in a span of about 20 minutes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks with a loss in New Orleans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks kicked off the road trip with a 107-100 loss to the Pelicans just a day after he said he needed surgery on his right wrist. Pat Beverly changed his mind and played 7 minutes with two rebounds in the game. The Bucks' Damian Lillard asked, how do you match a physical team like the Pelicans?
You just got to set the tone to start the game. You come out physical, you understand the scouting report, no personnel, no tendencies, and you play to it, you know, try to be first, and I think that's to your advantage if you can start the game that way, and we did.
College hoops, it's Marquette tonight against NC State down in Dallas. Head coach Shaka Smart.
It's been a heck of a journey to this point. Our guys are doing a great job being locked in on the moment. Obviously, NC State presents a lot of challenges. They're playing terrific basketball. I've known Kevin Keats for a long, long time. Ton of respect for him. So it'll be an exciting opportunity for us.
Hockey, the Badgers men's team will face off against the Quinnipiac Bobcats in the NCAA tournament tonight in Rhode Island. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be a little warmer today, partly cloudy, up to 45 this afternoon with wind east at 5 to 15. Clouds will increase by late afternoon with a chance of some freezing rain, and even a little snow overnight tonight. Our low down to 30. Tomorrow, some light snow in the morning. Cloudy all day with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't wanna waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand. Nobody think might ever be talking like this, but I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. And I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind, or baby, just tell me yes and take my.
Nations. somewhere.
Pacific is hiring new members for various shifts, offering flexible schedules, great benefits. How about a 4-day, 10-hour work shift with a possibility of Friday overtime? How about a 12-hour shift 3 times over the weekend? Maybe it fits your schedule. Enjoy competitive pay, $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join them at Sierra Pacific and start helping the world see clearly. Apply in person, Medford, Merrill, or online, spi-ind.com/careers, Sierra Pacific, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming applicants with disabilities and veterans. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about insider industry secrets. Today's fascinating facts. I was getting mad yesterday about the claw machine. don't rig my claw machine. It's hard enough as it is. Some other insider industry secrets that you may not have known, that different brands do sell the exact same furniture at different prices. I don't know which ones, but there are some brands that sell the same furniture, but they just label it and sell it at different prices. Other insider industries, I think this is pretty much a given. Hotel bedding does not always get cleaned. We know, you know what you're getting into at a hotel. The you know what the possibilities are. Most of them are really, really good. But you know that the I'm just saying. Okay, so we'll just leave that. Vendors charge more for weddings, but sometimes they have a good reason. So certain vendors will charge more if you got a wedding that you're using them for. Some clothing is made to go directly to outlets. So you go to some of the outlet stores and you see, you know, they say name brand clothing at discounted prices. And we don't know the whole process. But there are some clothes that are made in the factory and they are made just to go directly to the outlet stores. They were never in the main stores. And they just create that perception of them being on sale. Sale tags are another thing. Entertainment studios have departments to enforce moral and legal standards. Entertainment studios do. They actually have a department at some of these movie and entertainment studios to enforce the moral and legal standards. I've seen the moral and legal standards. Doesn't seem like they're showing up for work.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday, fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch. And Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll. Attention anglers, Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Wisconsin has all the gear you'll need for this upcoming fishing season. From tackle to lures, rods, reels, live bait, performance apparel to keep you in top fishing form. Check out end of the season savings on remaining Stormy Cromer clothing for the entire family. Find unique metal art along with Deer Creek Angus and Jackson and Louis candies. Also, turkey hunting supplies in stock for the upcoming season. Plus, Bader Sports Center is your DNR licensed agent. Visit us 7 days a week next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin. Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com. Hey folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kennan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire roasted prime rib. Picture this, perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib, loaded horseradish potatoes, and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kennan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Now, here we are.
Put this in a great mood.
It is my favorite station.
98Q Country.
I don't know if you were looking at me or not. You probably smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by and not say hi. And I know your names. Everybody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now. So I don't want to come on strong. But don't get me wrong. Your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not wasted. You don't know me. I don't know you. But I want to. And I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time. I don't want to wreck your Friday. I starts with hello, and the next thing you know, you try to be nice, and some guy's getting too close, trying to pick you up, trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here, cause she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and wanna stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could've rolled your ass, told me to go to hell, could've walked away, but you're still here, and I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes. I don't wanna steal your freedom, I don't wanna change your mind, I don't have to make you love me, I just wanna take your time. I don't have to meet your mother, we don't have to cross that. Take your time.
QCountry.com.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby.
Country. On online at 98qcountry.com.
Space or for me to pull you closer. I can be your sunshine on rainy days. I can wipe your tears away. Just pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. True, I only wanna dance with you.
What the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
We've got another key word of the day coming up. In fact, it's probably, here's what we're going to do, because we have Brewers today. So we're going to do a key word coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. And then right after the Brewer game is over, we'll have a key word that Gray will reveal to you. So at 10 o'clock hour with John St. John in just a little bit. And after the Brewer game, also with Gray Gunderson. So the key word, of course, will give you a chance to win those Chula Vista overnight stays. We've had several winners from our Civic Media station right here. It's a statewide contest with all of our Civic Media stations, but we've been cleaning up pretty good up here. So hopefully we can get some of the grand prize winners also up here too. When you're running around this weekend, I encourage you to get into Bader's Sports Center when it comes to hunting, guns, archery, fishing supplies. All that fishing opener is up here in Burnett County this year. And everything you need, you can find them all. If you love to fish, you just go on in there to Bader's and allot yourself a little bit of time to look around and talk with the folks about fishing there at Bader's Sports Center, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. They're located right next to Pick and Save. Here's what we got going on. Brewer baseball opener, 12:05 is the pregame and a 12:40 first pitch on that game today. Same thing tomorrow with the Brewers tomorrow and Sunday at 12:40 first pitch. Bucks tomorrow night. So we've got you covered with Bucks and Brewers here. I hope your weekend is really nice. I told you that temperature was going to warm up. What were we at, like 9 or 10 degrees a little bit ago? What are we at now, 50 already? No, maybe not that warm. I think I was just outside, and we have to be pushing 30 already, right? 27. We hit it almost 20 degrees in about an hour. Going to be mid-40s by the time the lunch hour rolls around. Have a great weekend. John St. John with another keyword coming up in the 10 o'clock hour.
Double D's Pub and Pizza, your go-to for specialty pizzas, sandwiches, and tacos every Tuesday. Cheers to Joe Karnick and 25 years on 98Q Country. Join us in downtown beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin for the celebration. Double D's.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Congratulations, Joel Karnick, on 25 years of broadcasting. From Dr. Glenn at Signature Sign and Graphics, your go-to for customized award products, engraving, apparel, lettering, and signage in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Hey there, it's Big G from 98Q Country. Friday nights are sizzling at Harborview at the Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin. Experience the new energy with fresh ownership. Indulge in bluegill, cod, colossal shrimp, or savory prime rib. And don't forget about the salad bar. It's a must. Mention me, Big G, and receive a generous 10% discount off your bill until March wraps up.
Stop by Ross's Sports Shop to make the switch to summer fishing. Ross's has everything you need, from line, lures, and licenses to guide services and the best bait in the state. Ross's Sports Shop on Lake Avenue in downtown Phillips.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. It was a wimpy winter, Pete, but still those potholes and stuff may have banged that car around a little bit. You guys got some good promotions to get that car tuned up, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough snow to fill those potholes, but we got some great discounts right now. Anything, any service in your car, if it's over $100, you get 15% off. Make sure you call and get that coupon.
All right, as people know, just something as basic as an oil change has gotten kind of pricey, but you guys, $39.95 oil change every day, right?
You can't be. We're the lowest. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Plus, you get a 60-point inspection just to make sure if there's anything wrong with your car, we'll make sure we diagnose it and let you know about it.
All right, get your car in, get it ready for summertime. Pete, they can give you a call and set that appointment, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Wheelway is just a few miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Hippity-hoppity yourself into Burgers Bar and Grill for their Easter buffet featuring a prime rib buffet for $24.99. That includes soup and salad bar, serving from noon to 5 p.m. And don't forget happy hour is 3 to 5 p.m. Get two for one. You call it. All this food goodness is waiting to be served on your plate at Burgers Bar and Grill next to A&W in Phillips.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be a little warmer today, partly cloudy, up to 45 this afternoon with wind east at 5 to 15. Clouds will increase by late afternoon with a chance of some freezing rain, and even a little snow overnight tonight. Our low down to 30. Tomorrow, some light snow in the morning. Cloudy all day with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Now, here we are.
Number one for the most new country.
Hey, y'all, it's Dustin Litt.
Country. Get his name. Now there's only one thing left for me to do. favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.